Yo, Off the Rock gang, how y'all doing today?
Yo, hey.
Feeling good. We feeling good.
What's good?
All right, my name is Aaron, also known as Bougie Hippie, and I'm here with some of the best people in the world. Best people in the world, introduce yourself.
Best and brightest, Cam / Kenzie, you know what it is.
All right, I'm Andy, which I concur. I am the best and the brightest. And
okay.
Yeah, and I am definitely present in this moment.
Nice.
I'm Shamud, and I'm here.
Well, here on Off the Rock, we like to start with a temperature check. So, gang, let's start with Andy. How are you feeling today? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Where you at?
I'm at a solid 10.
A 10?
A solid 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Won't he do it?
We'll do again.
All right. Shamai, how are you feeling?
I'm about a good strong 8.
Oh, okay.
That was a powerful right. 8.
I had to think about it.
8. Oh, that's end up at an 8. Okay. All right. Kenzie, a.k.a. Cam today.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
5.5.
A 5.5?
Middle of the middle.
Middle of the middle. That, mm-hmm. But you're still slightly a little bit more positive, huh?
5.5.5.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, you're almost at a 6. I mean, technically, I'm going to just round it up to a 6.
I feel like it invalidates the 5.5.5, but I understand.
Okay, so why are you out of 5.5.5?
Tired. Lots of stuff going on.
What's going on?
Just the holidays. The humbug.
You talking about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the thing.
All that pink.
All that pink, the purple, the consumerism. It makes me itch. Ugh.
Mm. Okay, I'd say that I'm at an 8. A solid 8, you know. But it's a good day. Today was gorgeous. I don't know if y'all
it
were outside
pretty
today.
It felt really good.
It was yeah. Very cardigan-y.
So, for those who didn't know, we have another holiday here in Mobile. Mm. Cam, what's the holiday?
It's Mardi Gras. It's going on right now, in fact.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Big week is next week, but right now, there are all of the pre-parades and Mardi Gras balls happening, you know, people getting to the spirit. I just caught a few things on my way here.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shamat, what do you know about Mardi Gras? Because I feel like you have something to say, something to get off your chest about Mardi Gras.
Yes, Mobile, we did originate Mardi Gras, so all the New Orleans natives,
big facts.
Gotta hit you with a real quick fact check. The original Mardi Gras started in 1703. We didn't incorporate parades until 1711, and for the ones who want to battle the fact, New Orleans didn't start their first parade until 1837, so can't argue with the truth.
And those are hard facts, like...
Google it.
And you heard it here first, New Orleans. So
I'm sorry.
Put some respect on our name.
Did you hear that year? 1703.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
So another part of Mardi Gras, like Cam was saying, are the throws. And for the most part, they're usually moon pies, beads, lots of fun stuff. And occasionally, you know, a little drinky drink. But guys, what's the craziest throw you've ever caught?
I saw someone throw a toaster.
Oh, a toaster?
Yeah.
Was it in the box?
It was in the box. Okay. It was in the box. I've seen people catch TVs.
I've seen a TV as well.
I've seen a few TVs. Them Roku TVs be flying.
Really?
And not just off the shelves. I'm telling you.
You know what it is? They stock up right like on Black Friday.
Right before. My neighbor, he's a thrower, and he's got a whole room dedicated to throwing stuff. Off of a float. I think the wildest throw that I've caught is a full. It's not just a moon pie box. It was a bag of moon pie boxes.
Oh, God!
I feel bad for the paralyzed child that I picked this bag up off of.
Oh man!
It hit him real hard. He was asleep, down for the count. It was out.
It can get a little violent from time
to time. It's not for the faint of heart.
It really ain't.
He fainted. his poor little heart fainted.
Oh, man.
So, but I came up, you know, I was eating good moon pie, but it was banana kind. So
I was just going to ask.
That's the best kind.
Okay.
It's good, you know.
Decent.
You want to take it home and start trading.
Y'all want to know some hurt?
What?
I saw this one lady, she caught a bag of Ruffles, a bag of bags. Mm. Original? Cheddar.
Oh.
Oh, y'all don't like cheese. Well, it don't matter, because when you're like 10, 11, and you see somebody catch it and they hold it upside down, it's time to get busy.
Yeah. the babies are the ground scavengers.
I used to be a ground scavenger, for real.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well, I haven't. My first parade, I was 16.
Oh.
Yeah.
How?
My mom did not do parades.
Okay.
She couldn't stand them.
Honestly, I understand where she's coming from now.
Yeah, yeah. Anywho, but the wildest throw that I've seen with my own two eyes was a heater. I don't know what type of heater it was, but we was downtown right where the moon pie drop was. I can see it visually in my eyesight. Then the parade, the little float was coming. I was like, oh, okay. And all I seen was a white box with red lines. Like, that was a heater. And it flew and it hit this white girl with bangs. And she said, ah! And that was it.
Honestly, I've been assaulted before. Like, my uncle, it was by my own uncle. He saw me in the crowd and he just started spamming where we were at.
That's what you got to do. That's real love right there.
That's love. Yeah.
That's mobile love. Yeah.
My folks gonna get it. But you smart.
Well, speaking of...
Latex, I guess.
Latex? Like a condom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Martin Luther King Parade. Let me tell you.
She said like a
Trinity Garden Parade, that's all them.
Man. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. God, y'all got
the
names.
Trinity Garden Parade is a whole nother caliber of Mardi Gras.
It's for the advanced.
Yeah, you got to be there.
Mm-hmm. I went to one.
Mm-hmm.
It was only one. Yeah, I don't want to go back.
I understand. Well, y'all, it's the month of February, and we did just finish up Valentine's Day. But we're still going to talk about relationships here in this podcast. Mm. So we're going to actually start with our love languages.
Mm.
So if you're not familiar with love languages, there are 5 love languages. This was a series started by the author Gary Chapman. Mm. And according to him, that there are... Love breaks down into 5 different love languages. So there's acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, and receiving gifts. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get busy. Who wants to start with their love language results?
I feel like the ladies should go first.
But not say it.
All right, Andy.
All right.
And I'm going to say Andy because her name begins with an A.
I got a book to prove it. So, my love language is words of affirmation. That took 37%, and then it was act of service, which is 27% of my love language. Physical touch, which is 13% of mine, and then quality time is 13%, and then receiving gifts is 10%.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my top one was acts of service, coming in at 33%.
Woo-woo. Do something for me.
A close second would be quality time, coming in at 27%. And for bronze, we have words of affirmation at 20%.
Mm.
Now, physical touch and receiving gifts was at 10% for both of those.
Wow.
And that one honestly surprised me. I thought I would be a little bit more of a physical touch person. I'm so huggy.
Yeah, but, well, surprise me is the word of affirmation. I would think you would be like, speak to me like a flower.
I knew Aaron was going to... Gonna pop on service.
But you know what it is? Like, it used to be words of affirmation, but as you know, you change like that. Like,
you do change.
This is a completely different quiz from like 2 months ago.
Right.
Yeah,
you've taken this that recently?
Well, yes,
because
I like to. It's just good to have insight on yourself, you know, like, you know who you are, but it's still good to know how you want other people to love you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, Shamad, what you got?
I came in with 37% with quality time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 23% for physical touch. 20% with words of affirmation. 17% on acts of service and 3% on receiving gifts.
Three.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
Don't care about nothing.
I value the time.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Cammy Cam.
Physical touch at 26%. Words of affirmation, 23%. Quality time, 23%. Acts of service, 19%. Gifts, 10%.
Okay. That actually, that checks, honestly.
Yeah, top three are kind of balanced out. Mm-hmm. Right, 23.
And the bottom one, the second to last, makes sense too, because you're a little stubborn, but you're open to it.
You can do it, but don't. But don't do it. Like, don't do it.
You can do it, but don't do it.
I appreciate it, but not.
Thank you.
Thanks, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got it.
Okay, so everybody's taking it. Do you feel like these are pretty accurate to who you are right now?
Yeah, I agree with it.
I understand them. Mm-hmm. I feel like if there was more subcategories, I really feel like there's a category missing. I just can't put my finger on it. I can't physically touch the category.
I also think that there are alternative love languages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to make playlists for people I care about from time to time.
Now, is that an act of service?
And that is my top love language. So are there alternatives, or are there just subsets?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like if it's subsets of these five, then I would feel a little clearer about it. Mm-hmm. Like I feel good about it. But
what would your subset be?
Like physical touch. You know, like you said, I'm huggy. Mm-hmm. You know, like hey, like I dap long. You know, you're gonna be shaking my head for like a.
See, that's enough. Shamad always trying to dab me. Is that your? What's your? Go back to physical touch.
23%.
23.
Okay, well that you know what, that checks. Yeah. They trying to dab me up.
So you know, I understand it. It's just like when you think physical touch, it can mean like a plethora of things, like. Just simple, like the words of affirmation don't even have to be towards me, you know. Just
right, like if you say you like my cook, when y'all had my soup,
man,
when y'all had my soup, that warmed my soul. Maybe because it was a combo. That one was a two piece, you know. Mm-hmm. Right, so that was acts of service and words of affirmation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was some good soup.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah,
what you thinking?
I think. I feel like it could be altered a little bit because mine said word of affirmation like 37. Like, don't be talking to me. I'm just saying. I like that. I like that. Talk mm-hmm. to me.
Well, you know, they say like.
Nobody never talked to me.
Your love language is what you were missing as a child. Do you feel like that kind of applies?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I will tell you some stuff, but I think it's too vulgar for this.
I understand.
Yeah.
Because my love, Shamai got something to say. What you got to say, Shamai?
Oh, no.
You make your faces.
Nah, because it's like growing up, I like to be by myself. So,
Were you an only child?
No. I got two brothers.
That's probably why. You're so surrounded by chillings.
Too many people around.
Yeah.
Now when you get older, now I need somebody around.
No, I still like my space, but if you...
Quality?
Yeah.
That's what make the time difference, the quality. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I can't say, guys. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like I said, once upon a time, it used to be words of affirmation. Like, and I stood by that because, you know, I feel like growing up, my parents, they were very provider. But, like, I don't really feel like I could talk to them. And they really, mm-hmm. you know, like, they were slow to, you know, tell me when I was doing great.
Right.
Quick. But, like, very quick to be like, you made a C.
Right. Mm.
And that just, like, so that's why I look for that. And, well, I used to look for that. Yeah. But I guess, you know, with the healing, you start appreciating the quality time that you spend with people more.
True.
And it matters more than what they say.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you start to know yourself. You be like, if you ain't going to tell me I look good, I'm going to tell me I look good. So that's my word of affirmation right there.
I don't know how these reflect towards oneself, you know, like, is it about, like, does this also factor in, because a lot of the questions were like, it matters more to me when someone else
Well, what did you select in the beginning? Because it asks you, are you single? Are you in a relationship?
You know what?
If you selected in a relationship, it's going to give you the relationship quiz.
Well, no, I put in single.
Okay, well then.
But even then, you know, like I don't know.
But I feel like how you feel about yourself is how you interact with the world too, to an extent.
I guess. I guess I see that angle. I see that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of our listeners actually had a topic suggestion for us, guys.
What?
And yeah. So I think we should get into it.
Yeah. Podcast, we talk to them. Why are they talking?
So this podcaster.
Podcast
we'll have him on the show.
A podcastee.
Right. Fan of the pod. Wanted to know how we felt about gender roles.
Mm. But like people made out of bread? What's gender
roles? No, not ginger. Roles. Gender.
Oh, gender roles. Oh, okay.
Do you guys feel like they're still pretty prevalent today?
Depends on the circle. You know?
Yeah.
Some people be like, Susan, I need a martini.
I mean,
some people are like, you know, it doesn't matter.
So are you a traditionalist?
To an extent, I think no. But in some levels, yes. I think in a lot of ways, I think like I understand those values, but I don't think that like I hold them very like near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think to an extent they exist still. It's a different movement now. It feels like it kind of goes in waves, you know, the gender roles, because right now, I would say it's pretty divided between people who are like 50-50 and people who want like 70-30.
Mm. Definitely in 70-30.
In the 70-30?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do y'all feel like there are any traditional roles that y'all currently play?
Yeah.
What?
I feel like if anyone's getting down and dirty, it's going to be me. Somebody's going to be doing some running. If there's something over 100 pounds need lifting, I start getting a lot of attention. I'll open my mouth and volunteer.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a man of flesh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, well, I can say this. I am currently a housewife. And that's just due to circumstances. And I'm just leaning into it. But I do pretty much take on, like, a lot of the traditional roles. Like, so I do cook and I do clean. I take care of the dog. We both kind of walk the dog, but that's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, because not a lot is asked of me, you know. Like, I just do those things. And so I think it depends on the person and the circumstances, too.
Facts.
But what do you think, Shamat? You feel like the roles are still pretty prevalent?
It just really depends on the person. Like I said, I know with a lot of the music that's out and the role models for the women out here this day and time, yeah, a lot of them expecting 100 from the man and 0 from them. Mm. But me, I personally just, I feel like whatever works for you, do what works for you. But don't come in trying to force something that you want and trying to make another person do that. You know what I'm saying? Just to be with you.
He got 99 problems. I'm the biggest one.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I never gonna be one.
We might have to give you a loan on that one.
But yeah.
I don't think I'm a traditionalist, but I know what I'm not. I am not a feminist.
Okay, and why is that?
I think women, you know, they have this a coof about themselves and it gets... Mm-hmm.
Okay, word.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and they put themselves on this pedestal that even themselves can't even, you know, hold to. Like, you can't stand on those legs on your own. So when people, you know, holler, I'm a strong, independent woman, you know, and some people do it because they have to, and other people do it, like, you know, to say that they're doing it, you know, and I feel like that's when a lot of women develop these masculine energies. Mm-hmm. So where they start to take on roles as a man and forget the role you play in hindsight. Like,
well, here's my thing. So I think you kind of we might have a little bit of a skewed view on like feminism, because here's my like how I see it is, if you're a feminist, that means you support women, period. You're not mm-hmm. thinking like I think proper feminism is just supporting another woman's choice, period.
Right.
Like, if you want to be more traditional, you should be more traditional mm-hmm. because like this, the house whiffery is new to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was working before, but mm-hmm. you know, because whiffery. Of but because of circumstances, yeah. you know, I'm at home and right. that's just where I am.
Right.
But I don't knock a hardworking woman. I don't knock, you know, somebody who says I don't need a man for anything. I mean, like, if that's how you feel, that's just how you feel. And like, even, and I can, but I can also know what you mean by saying like people aren't in their femininity, because when you're in your femininity, you're in a good flow, you're and a lot of people aren't.
Right.
Yeah, you're in a different element. So when I'm saying I still stand on that. I'm not a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
So when it becomes to like pro woman, I'm not against women. I'm against some of the values that they hold. So when they tell you, when they hit the I don't need a man and I don't need this and I don't need that, then why you want one?
Mm.
So what is it that you want out of this life? So you want a toy. You want something you could pick up and play with.
I mean, I think there's different levels to feminism. Like, there's Jubilee videos about this. I don't know if y'all know mm-hmm. the Jubilee. But they sit down with, like, male feminists and female feminists mm-hmm. and then anti-feminists and anti, like, female feminists as well. And, you know, some of them just have, like, more traditional views. And those people aren't anti-woman. You know, they're just anti-feminist because... Mm-hmm. You know, just how any movement is, it has its good and its bad sides. And even the feminists, they have different like subcategories within the movement itself. So just like with the gender roles, you know, there's different subsets, you know.
I can definitely agree with that. I mean, and that's just with anything, because there's so many factors in the human experience, you know. So I, because the thing is, Andy, I think you are a feminist. I think you are.
I think you need help. Because it's not that I'm not, no, God will take this off. It's not that I'm like against women. Like, I love women, you know what I'm saying? Just not like that, you know. I don't mess with the decisions y'all make, because you make me look bad.
Okay, so is it just one type of woman that does that for you? Because
yeah, I think so.
I can see
that, but sometimes the other women that does not fit in said category say some silly stuff.
I can attest to that, because like people think that, you know, like kill all men is a hashtag
that is right. So extreme,
you know, and like it's a maybe you mean one type of man mm-hmm. and then people, you know, there's a constant gender war
and it's the
and they're like, well, men are doing this and men are doing that mm-hmm. and I have to like fight for the
right
male and especially to have like female friends
mm-hmm. right.
or like the women friends that I have, you know, they I have to like be like, look, I'm a person. And I understand, like, you've had this, and it takes extra patience,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have that, especially because there's all different kinds of men out here.
Right.
And once you've, like, gotten used to a certain type of person, and you're used to, like, experiencing those things, I'm like, I'm not them. And the problem with that is that they're saying that they're not them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when they are them, and I'm saying I'm not them, then who's them they when they're not me?
Right.
Because you him. Mm. In the exactly. eyes of her, you are him.
Because
mm, exactly. that's the same thing he said.
Because if I'm
these are so many
if
pronouns.
I'm him and they not me,
mm-hmm.
Andy with two eyes, I'm Haven't
y'all? Oh, go ahead.
No.
I was gonna say, like, I'm piggybacking off what you said, like how the women be out saying that they don't need a man. Don't you notice when they do get a man, there's always a clash in the household?
Exactly.
Every time. It's a power struggle.
But also, like Andy was saying, because that woman may have already been putting her masculine energy, so she doesn't know how to be soft in some cases.
Like,
because there's a level of softness that's required on both parties, you know, in order for a relationship to work. Like, somebody got to give something a little bit. Like,
but they don't. A lot of things that women have a issue with when they get into relationship with real men, they don't allow the man to lead. They don't allow him to be a man in that era, because you want to.
What do you mean by being led?
Yeah,
like led.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by being
all
led?
Men don't have to lead.
I'm not saying, you know? But
it's like wearing the pants.
Not to an extent. Yeah. Like, just like, okay, if he's doing all the man duties in the house and whatever and whatnot, and he's taking care of the house and he's being that man for you, he's being the provider, he's being the breadwinner or whatever the case may be, you can't, as a woman, I'ma say, you can't like step on his toes. Like, allow him to be the man, to do what he said he needs to do, and, you know, play a role. And that's why I believe in gender roles. I believe like there's a place and a role you play, because, you know,
I think it gets more complicated with like same sex relationships, because I know people who, you know, one of them's wearing cargo shorts and the other one's wearing tights, and I'm like, who's wearing the pants? And they're like, I don't know.
Because they're both pants.
We just kind of vibing, dog. And I'm like, all right, cool.
I think that kind of just goes back to knowing your love language, because it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like when you know your partner's love language, like, gender roles just fall in line naturally. Like, whatever, well, not even gender roles, just whatever role y'all play just falls rolls. In line. Like, it just rolls. For example, like, yes, I do majority of the housework, you know, housewifery. But sometimes I need that smooth 25% just to make it, because I still have other factors. I have other things that happen in life. And that just comes with, like, understanding and just being willing to compromise a little bit. Like, go on and walk the dog for me, because you know I'm cramping and I can't move right now. Mm-hmm. It's little things like that. And I guess that goes back to those, you know, acts of service, because like I now like things done for me. And that, you know, when you, and kind of going back to the conversation we were having before about you know, what you expect out of people, if you are with somebody who wants to do, to, you know, give you the 70, you know, only require 70%, then that's cool. You know, I think it just matters about like meeting the person you want to be with, you know.
Yeah, if it got your percentage.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, do y'all feel like in this days and time people be trying to change people and just not try to accept them for who they are?
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
But to go into the whole role thing, I want to put it in a perspective.
Okay.
You have a man. Oh, forget it. Let's go. You have a husband. You have a wife and you have children. Would you allow your children to play your role?
No.
As a parent?
No.
Why not?
Because they're not equipped for that. Like, they're children.
Okay. Some things that I want a better understanding, what I'm still learning.
Right.
I'm not equipped to be a husband because I'm not a man. I don't know that. I don't know that side of town.
Right.
You know? So when a man is around me, or I have... Man, my wrists are broken. I don't.
You're right, because I don't hold my doors.
These that's not my job.
I be standing in front of
not doors. Even my. That's not my role.
Right.
Would you like me to hold the door for you while you take this big ass trash out? Do you need me to do that? No.
You want some water after cutting the grass?
You want some lemonade? I can get you the ice cubes and stuff, because I can do that for you. Because you think I'm going to go out here and do that? No, ma'am. So, yeah, I firmly believe it's some gender roles, because I can't. And that's not me saying I don't want a job or nothing like that, because
it's a balance to
I feel so.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't allow my children to run my household because why? Their role is to be children. They go to school. They listen to the authority in it. So when children see that,
like, they mimic it.
When women be masculine and be that to the man, it disturbs the household at that point because
it does. Yeah.
Now your children are out of whack, low key, because oh, mama did it. Yeah, traditionally.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know, because well, mama put her hands on a man, and now I can do it too. And that's why these girls began wool.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
It starts at home.
You know, it's a mind thing. You know.
Yeah, I mean. What can?
Oh,
you getting
wooed? For real?
Because it starts at home.
It sure do. Cause look.
Okay, hey, look. All right. I just think, you know, I don't know. I don't think traditionalism is gonna survive another 50 years.
I don't give a damn, buddy.
It's dying each day.
It's dying a bit like each day. I feel like, you know, people are moving towards the middle every day. You know, people who are going to preserve those ideas and those ideals, they're going to pass them down, and you know that will come with societal evolution. That, you know, we're all here saying like, hey, 50 years, maybe not, but.
And maybe in 50 years, but in the right now, it's just, like I said, it's kind of just about matching, like, in the right now, if we're being present, it's, like, about finding somebody that matches your frequency. Like, if I'm thinking, that if I feel like I deserve to be a princess, like, I want that. Exactly. Like, that's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find me to be a princess...
You will treat me as such.
You're going to treat me as such. That's because that's what I want. If you're okay with it and I'm okay with it, then we don't have a problem.
Yeah. I think that when it comes to like putting in your percentage, like people are like, oh, like I want to do 50-50. Like you really have to be honest with yourself about your percentage.
Facts, because I'm not taking out the trash.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Because that's probably... part of his 50, and I'm not for that. I hate trash.
It's girl,
we don't love it. They probably don't.
Guess what
people be, it's like
your
trash
gender role.
Take the trash out. I just
rolled it hard.
I mean, know. Like,
tell me about it.
Tell me about y'all's gender roles, like growing up as black men. Like, I know it's drastically different from like ours.
All right, so check it out, right? If something walks into the classroom and it's got 12 legs, 4 antennas, and it's about like 3 inches wide, they're going to look at you and be like, sir, here's your sword. You need to go slay that dragon because people are screaming and we need to. And you got to be like, yeah, let me go up to the flying thing.
From a young age, huh?
From a young age. Like, I'm talking, this is a middle school thing.
12.
12, maybe 10. Maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember a teacher I had, Mrs. Hart. And, like, this is elementary school. And she looking at students to kill, like, a wasp. You know, and like, yeah.
See, the way that never happened in my mind and in my life.
Yes.
Because
the adult is like, here, child.
Kill this.
Here's your gender role early on. And you're just like, I guess.
You didn't know.
Now you know.
Listen, Sam would tell me that his mom would wake him up out of his sleep to come kill a roach. Like when he told me that, I was like, my daddy would never. Like,
yeah, it's different, you know, and you expect different, and like people, I think that's why some people are, you know, changing their genders to switch their gender roles, you know, because they're like, I'm not taking out no trash. These people got it. You know, I like wearing pants, and some girls are like, I'm gonna start, you know, playing football or something, you know.
I don't think it's necessarily that they want to switch their gender roles. That's just how they choose to identify. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's necessarily, like, It, sometimes it is. Sometimes
yeah,
it
I'm,
is
because, I'm not like, saying like it's saying an exact one for one, but I feel like that's why some are doing that because just like you see the roles that are given to these specific genders and you're like, I want the other side, you know.
Maybe, and it also could be like just the environment too. Like they pick up on whatever, you know, they see. Like, you know, so if somebody sees like their mom just being a provider, like it's just natural for them to assume that role because like they've already seen a woman being a provider. You know what I mean?
Right. My mama was a strong black woman. That's why I'ma be.
We got to get away from that trope.
I be trying to tell folks that, but they think I'm so crazy.
Right, help me. Like man, I'm not strong.
But
but honestly,
hell.
But I mean, I think gender roles do play a little bit of a role in the sense that we're stronger together. We're stronger in numbers. Interdependence is way more effective than independence, and it's hard to get to that point, I think, because of, you know, some people's environment, their circumstance. Like maybe you are a single mom and you got to work and you got to be mom and dad, like but that kind of goes back to still needing to be softer and trust people, because like, okay, you may not have somebody, a partner right now, but you have your family, you've got your friends, and like really lean into that. I think that's the thing that can really help heal our people, you know, just that and learn your love language. Like learn what the, like learn the other person.
She excited. Shemaine, what was your roles?
Oh, I mean, I ain't had no choice but to follow my man role. I had two brothers. So yeah, we learned early.
Whipped in the shape.
Yeah, for real, for real. Like,
so you had like three parents. How many, like?
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, no, man. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But like daddy. Yeah, so oh,
that's a whole nother thing. That's being the older sibling.
That's a whole. I'm trying to tell you
because
it's different.
Like I had to potty train my sister.
Become moms, very early on.
Yeah,
become dad. You was a whole daddy. It was your job to get them up, make sure they went to school.
No. It's just like no. I ain't do all that. No. It's like if my dad went out, like if he was at work, then I have to step up and just take over, like we had to take the trash out or cut the grass.
Oh.
Like stuff like that. Just stuff around the house.
But daddy did it though.
Yeah. But he'll get us out there and we'll have to do it.
Yeah, you're a man.
Yeah. Even when you want to. And then like we had the Saturday tradition. We have to get up and clean the house to the old school blues. So
very saddening.
Yeah, I hate it.
I think it might be 12. I think 12 is the age that like society's like, well, here's your gun, here's your mustache. Get out there.
Go catch some.
Go catch a fish with your bare hands.
I see 12-year-old Asians working and frying my chicken at the little.
What is this? What you talking about right now?
He 12. The man go to school and he got a full-time job.
Honestly, when I was in California, I had went to this one little spot and it was like it was a family working. And the little girl was the one taking my order.
Just going to town.
Just working. Like she, you know, I ordered a little cake and it was really, you know, but and she was working. She was telling me her opinions and everything. So it's a little different too because like there's different cultures. There's so many factors in gender roles too.
Do you think, ooh, that's another topic for another day.
Well, what are y'all thoughts on? Well, I know I've been seeing a lot of this going on. Like, I know y'all have seen, like, different pictures going around, like, where's women standing outside pumping gas when a dude's sitting in the car.
Ooh,
like, all that. Like, that's starting to become normal now.
Man, what?
Okay. And it blows me. Like, it'd be
I think it's
me.
Okay.
Or like I remember I seen, you know, on a video where a girl was outside changing her tire while the dude just sat there looking at her to do it. Like that's crazy.
But you know, that depends on if that guy even knows how to change a tire.
I mean, I get that.
How'd you learn?
I had a flat tire. I had to figure it out.
That's what I'm
You gotta figure it out. It's just a part of being a man. You gotta step into the roles. Like that's just all a part of being a man. That's what you signed up for.
I had to have a step by step tutorial, and even then, that was just with my dad physically being there changing my tire. Because I was like, I'm not changing it, but you can show me what to do.
You can sit there and talk to me the whole way. You still gonna do it? Tell my daddy.
You don't have a choice. You know,
yeah.
As a man, really,
exactly.
like if I sat there and I said like. I don't want to do it. Like, let me call some. No, like, you're gonna do this.
Well, if you don't know how to do it, I would rather you call somebody that know how to
do it. No, if you know how to do it or not, like, it does not matter. Like, they're gonna look at
that's
you.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
It's just the life of a man.
Maybe for your role.
Yeah. Mm.
But, like, that's different.
For real.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, whether you, if someone calls you, whether you don't know, they cannot know. You could call whoever you need to serve you or anything like that.
I'm sure looking for you to do it.
They not gonna know how to do it.
Because I have a list.
They don't have they not gonna know 3/4 of it. And it's still gonna get done to the best of their ability.
Sam, my dad, you, Cam.
Yeah, but
because I feel like you get to me if I needed you.
I will. Regardless,
that's
like,
your role.
That's my role. And that's the thing. Like, you have softer people that, like, that, you know, you have people who are switching things around, like, hey, I don't know how to do this, or I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And people are becoming more entitled. Which is,
preach.
So now with people feeling more entitled, like, hey, this is my line. I'm not going to cross it. This is my percent. And you got a lot of 35s trying to
make it 40.
Trying to make it 40, trying to make someone else a 60 when they're also a 35. And you know, you can feel like that. Like, you can feel like, hey, I don't want to do it, but you don't have completion with that. You know, you don't have a lot of opportunities or perspectives that you can even explore because you're 2 35s walking around. You're 2 40s trying to be 100.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
you're 2 60s.
That's the quote.
Well, I mean, if
2 40s trying to be 100,
or you can be 2 60s and you're overdoing things. I'm just saying, like, some people are overdoing it. Right. I mean,
but then that just leads kind of like back to a form of resentment because it's like you guys aren't understanding each other, or rather, you want something out of a partner and they're not able to provide that. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, with another, like, level of, like, compatibility is capability. You know, you can be capable, and just because someone is capable does not mean that they're compatible. You know, like, they can have the desired percentage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that they're compatible with you because that's yours. You know, it means, like, hey, they have the ability, but are they willing to? Like, is it a good match?
So, yeah, it pretty much all just comes back to just willingness to be open and be a little soft, right? Like, I mean, do we all agree on that?
No.
No?
I don't think, do you mean, like, vulnerable?
Yeah.
So that's not an option for some.
Yeah.
Why are you in a relationship if you're not vulnerable then?
Because it's a requirement. Like, if you want...
Shmai got something. He about to burst up.
Go ahead. No. Okay, I'll use a perfect example. Okay. Say if I'm in a relationship, the woman looking at me to be the one to take lead. All right. Say if it's a situation like I know some bills due. Even if I ain't got it figured out on how I'm gonna pay it, I'm not gonna sit there and tell her that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I can't, like, when we have issues, I can't put that on a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. women overthink. And we already be having a lot on our plate as it is, so...
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like that's a conversation you have to have. Because even if you are going to be the one to go out and get it, there's still a conversation to be had. Like, if we're in a partnership...
Yeah, but it's a limit to what we tell. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's a limit that you got to keep it at. Because it's like, if I know I ain't going to figure it out, I'm not going to come to you. Well, I don't know what we going to do.
Because that's not something people want to hear. It's not even something that has been... often accepted.
Exactly.
Because there has been time and time and time again where I'm like, I don't know how to do this. And people will put their arms up, look at me wide, open their eyes wider and be like, well, I came to you with the problem. And then you just are thrown in front of it. Here's your sword. Go figure it out. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Yeah. Whether you know how to change the tire or not, whether the bills are coming or not, that's like, mm-hmm. figure it out.
You,
like,
got
you
to
don't us. Have a... option, you are the last result.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous right there.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
But that's what it is.
But do you think that's worth keeping from your person or the person? Like,
well, that's another requirement
with.
Because, like, another thing that makes you valuable is that you are an asset. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if you are an asset and you're like, hey, I can't be this asset, and you communicate that, whether someone will sacrifice that kind of clairvoyance to communicate that, hey, I can't do this, or hey, I can't be an asset in this way, to not only appear, yeah, to just appear like they are. You know, that is something that makes you a value or a high value man.
Sound like Kevin Samuels.
Shout out Kevin.
Kevin Samuels. I want to speak on with the whole bill thing. Just even if you're using it as an example, you keeping it away from your spouse. What?
It's not just spouse. You know,
anybody.
Okay.
You keeping it away from somebody, so you're suffering alone. You're doing it by yourself.
Because that kind of goes back to like what I've been trying to tell y'all. Like if you're vulnerable with me, like I get it. Like if you're going through it, like tell me what you're going through so I can feel for you and feel with you. So even if you are the one who's doing the work, I'm here, I'm holding it down in the home front. You know, but that you have to have that communication.
But the woman have to be that.
That's true.
A woman have to be there. And that's what I'm, you know, getting to know. Most men don't get that. They don't get that you, or they don't get that comfortability. Because most men come to you with an issue. What you mean you can't do this? Or what you know, then it's an issue. Now, you done struck this man pride. Because now he like, dang, I can't even provide for this. And, you know, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. And now I got to hear you tell me I can't do it.
Yeah, that's a shot to the ego.
But at the same time, like, if it's a conversation that has to be had, it has to be had.
Every woman ain't ready for that conversation.
Yeah, some people are not capable of
having
it.
Like,
that's just not an option. You must just...
You got to figure it out.
Or you fail. That's it. And like
I've taken my messed up women in y'all life, man. I don't know.
That's life.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them.
I'm sorry.
I think another thing is like when we're speaking of gender roles, I don't just mean relationships. Like this is just other men will pop up to you and be like, figure it out.
That's exactly. Like, and I just feel like that's like if you my homie, you even with another female.
I was going to say, I think the gender, that just kind of goes back to like how we're raised differently. Because like if I call you with a problem.
Exactly.
And you don't know how to help me, I know like 100% you're going to try and help me. And you're going to be like, I'm going to call somebody.
I'm finna look this up. I'm finna do this. We can figure this out. What do you need help with? Let's figure it out together. I like, probably can't give you a solution, but we're going to look for a solution.
I really feel like, for the most part, gender roles are like another language. Cause like cause the way I was struggling to understand y'all for a moment, I'm like, what are you talking about? talk to your friends.
All right, what is going on?
They gonna say, so what you gonna do?
That's it. They gonna listen.
Yeah, exactly. They gonna listen to you.
Some people have called me like, damn, pray for man, you. It's crazy,
I'm
man. Like
anyway.
this and this is happening, and then I try to think of it. I was like, man, I've got some things I'm finna take an L on. So then I'll be like, what? What you gonna do, Chris? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Jay?
I'm gonna figure it out.
And then next time you see it, like, hey, did you figure that out? They'll be like, no. And you'd be like, well, God dog. We'll get them next time. You know?
That's crazy that y'all don't go through solutions and like try to, but that's just how that's kind of how we're raised. Cause in the same way, we're kind of raised on a different spectrum of just figuring it out.
Like
you gotta cook dinner. You gotta figure it out.
You got to.
Like,
women's figure it out and men figure it out.
It's different.
It's so different because we're going to figure it out. We're going to like get the logistics, the ebonics. We finna go get pen and paper. We're gonna go pray.
Well, no, I would argue that the logical side of things, because there are some things that like women will share with me. I'm like, how is this going to be? This doesn't sound like it's feasible. Like, well, we're just gonna. Well, I know that this, that, and whatever. I'm like, what? Where's that gonna come from? What's gonna happen here? Like, some dudes will get together and be like, hey, man, we need to pull the power out of this building. And I'm like, how?
What?
Exactly. And you just follow another person to like some boxes you don't know. To touch something you don't know about, and they'll be like, just do it.
Women, we got follow up questions.
Mm-mm. You can't. Because then.
Why?
First.
Why?
Why?
You can ask, what are we doing? Not, how or why.
We're just gonna get it done.
You're just gonna get it done because now you're sacrificing
that's
time.
Insane. Y'all so no. physical.
Yes. Girl, here's your sword.
Yeah. Okay. For real. We get the sword reference now.
I'm just trying to tell you.
No, you don't. I'm trying to tell you. You gotta,
you know.
Well, y'all, I feel like we pretty much had a great conversation. Like, got some opposing views, but I feel like at our core, we all want the same things. We just want to be happy.
Yeah, for real.
We want to be happy. So, what do y'all want to leave the people with? What are some final words? I want to start with Shamad.
If you got a man, let that man be a man. Know your role. Shut your mouth, jabroni.
Oh, jabroni?
Shout out to The Rock.
All right, Cammy Cam, what you got?
Come back holding your shield or on it.
I'm assuming that's what it means.
It's a Greek reference. Yeah, it's from Sparta.
Oh. All right, Andy, what do you want to tell the people before we leave?
I got to read more. And if you're reading books, are you really reading if the book ain't reading you?
Wow.
Yeah.
You wrote that 3 days ago, didn't you?
She wrote that today.
Today.
Yeah. It was fresh.
That's my Instagram caption.
I'm finna
write it right now. Erin, your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts. I just want to tell people to really figure out who you are, because that's the best. They say self-love is the best love. And honestly, when you know how you want to love yourself, it makes it a lot easier to love other people and to tell them how you want to be loved. All right, Off the Rock crew. So we do have one final segment, and that's going to be our song of the week. And because it is February and we've been discussing relationships and love languages, I only thought it was appropriate to do SZA, Love Languages. All right, be blessed.
And remember, if you're not vibing with Off the Rock, then they're what, gang?
You're under a rock. You with bitches on the side and let my mind wander too. You relentless nigga. I don't need brand nigga. Text me like I'm waiting for you to come lie to me. Oh, my days ain't shit to hurt me, I can't compete. Still on the way, I lay away, give you not around me. I'm so on you, still gone for you. Needing you to talk to me in your love language. Show me, yeah, how to connect to you. Help me understand how you speak your love language. Bad as I wanna be yours, I can get with your program. Section like a slow jam. Stick around cause I want to. Bad as I wanna keep focused. You remind me I'm imperfect and it sucks to admit. Nobody put that purpose in me like you do. Still, nobody get that work up on me like you do. Nobody get the truth about me quite like you. You're the definition of my right hand. Never mind riding backseat when you leave me. Talk to me in your love language. Show me, yeah, how to connect to you. Help me understand how you speak your love language. Call me like you can suppress memories of me. Call me like you got confessions queued up. Like your last bitch looking chewed up, baby. Call me like you don't regret missing this old thing back on me. You know the difference between me and chickens.